show's daily reminder, you're entitled to nothing. The show starts now.
Law permitting $20 an hour for most fast food workers went into effect today. That law passed in 2023 by Democrats in the state legislature, who acknowledged many of the more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state were adults supporting their families. The new minimum wage is expected to give more financial security to a historically low-paying career.
I was so caught off guard. We had no type of notice, no type of warning even. The owner had told me Happy Easter.
I wish it would have been at least a notice. Like, it's like, hey, by the way, we're going to be closing this month, whatever. It's like, we would have had time to look for jobs, but he didn't give us that chance.
Aww. Look, you're entitled to nothing. Give me a break. You know? Oh my gosh, he did not, like, give us any notice.
To not know this was coming.
I know.
They had to be living under a rock.
Right? Obviously not reading. Yes, that was the endless comments made by these people thinking that this was a career. Working for your fast food, they had to close Foster's in California. They closed it because they said, we can't afford.
Yeah.
It's mandated by law. Grusom did it, Governor Grusom, and we can't afford it. And welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. Hi, Uncle Melty.
Hello.
Oh, boy, we have a full show. We'll talk about that in just a second. Mel Madison comes on today. We're going to talk a little bit about a way that you can feel some peace of mind, kind of like getting out of your debts. Because right now, I think that is something that we can all do that would give us some peace of mind, because people are asking me in email, what can we do? I'm like, there are so many things we can do, actually. But I want to concentrate on that clip, because it was so interesting to me. This was basically the longer version. I think this is the longer version of the clip. Listen to how they describe it as a career. Fast food workers. Here we go.
Law permitting $20 an hour for most fast food workers went into effect today. That law passed in 2023 by Democrats in the state legislature, who acknowledged many of the more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state were adults supporting their families.
Why?
The new minimum wage is expected to give more financial security to a historically low-paying career.
A career?
Low-paying career.
Adults? A career? What? Yeah. And then it went on with many comments from these adult career fast food flippers, you know, burger flippers, that, oh my gosh, I didn't get any notice. And that was the least he could do, like a bonus or something. I needed a bonus.
Here's what's happening.
When he closed doors, yes.
What's happening is this. For decades, the federal government has created non-jobs that paid decent wages to people who had no job.
Right.
So now they have a job that has a title and no job. Well, now they're moving it into the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Right.
Now the government is going to control the jobs in the private sector. And you're going to be a career hamburger flipper. Congratulations to you.
Isn't that amazing?
It takes away all incentive to do better.
I know. A week ago we were on and we were talking to Mel Madison about this, who comes on in the next hour, and we were talking about the fact that I think, you know, this is a wave that will happen in the other states, and it's a way to control food supply in the larger chains, because there's more centralized control in the larger chains, get rid of the mom and pops, and also get it to the point where they're driving people from California. We know that the exodus has been there, but driving people out. And why? You know, somebody asked me an email, you know, the Chinese buying up the homes along the coast for full price because they can. They've got the money stored away. They don't get any fees or fines by taking their money out of China to buy real estate here. And this has been going on for quite some time. We're just not putting the pieces together.
Well, as soon as they rename California to the Western People's Republic of China, people will become more aware.
So true.
Yeah.
No, it's really bad. So drama building to get Johnson out. Interesting. Everybody had to come apart when he sided with Ukraine. What do you expect? Of course he's going to side with Ukraine. What speaker that they choose isn't going to side with Ukraine?
Right.
You're not going to get a patriot in that spot. You're just not. And yeah, he needs to be ousted. They all need to be ousted continuously.
Yes.
For this. You can't get, they're just not going to allow a patriot in the Speaker of the House spot that close to the presidency. They're just not. And so, of course, we should expect that the person's not going to be. And they're going to be sold to us as a Christian. They're going to be sold to us as somebody that is going to now make his mark and do his thing. And it's not true. Just not true. I don't expect it to be true. Because look at the evidence. Look at how he's voting.
And the fact that so many people are now talking about getting rid of him mm-hmm. when they knew all along what he was is another part of the show.
I know. I mean, I'm grateful that they're drawing attention to this. I'm grateful for Marjorie that she's talking about this. I truly am. But we shouldn't have been surprised. And then to give the excuse that he was, like we said last week, give the excuse that he was, bribed or whatever, threatened. But they all are all the time.
Yeah.
When are they not? Give me an instance, please. When are they not? So, by the way, I just wanted to say there was back to that wage thing. There was a story about the 99-cent stores only, 99 cents only, shutting down all 371 locations. Yeah, really? due to inflation and rampant theft. Yeah.
And I guess it just wouldn't look right if they changed the name to the $5.99 store.
Yeah, $3.99. So this is crazy, but 371 locations, 14,000 jobs will be lost. And by the way, the bigger chains, fast food chains, are moving all to, there are some stores where you go in and it's all by automation.
Yep.
Yep, Dollar Tree announced it would close 1,000 stores, Family Dollar, Macy's revealed that they were shutting down 150 stores. Yeah.
On a brighter note, mm-hmm. for those people that can no longer work in the $20 an hour fast food industry, there is going to be the guaranteed income.
Oh my gosh. It's getting scary out there, I have to say.
It is.
And I'm not quite sure what we're going to do.
We're all going to be middle class and enjoy it.
Oh, man. All these little cuts, all these little things. We'll take some calls, 888-673-1450. We're live. If you're listening to us in the daytime, welcome to K-Talks, a new station listening in. So appreciate you guys. Goldman, Amex, quietly cutting rates on savings accounts. Lots of things going on, you guys. What are we going to do?
Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
They lower the rates when mm-hmm. we lend them our money.
Yeah, I know.
And raise the rates when we borrow our money. How does that work?
just the deliverer of the news, the real news out there. Yeah, it's really scary, actually. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. I think that we can create peace of mind by getting our own house in order. I think a lot of people need to get that taken care of because there's too many things in executive orders that even go back in the Obama era that say you with your debt, with everything that you've got, we can with your position, with what you do for a living, we can make you work for us. So there's lots of looming little things. We talked about the Rex 84 bill. The
yep.
setup of centers located on bases to put people and in an emergency. But there's lots of little things like that out there hanging, and I don't think people realize that enough. I don't know that we talk about it enough. We should.
You know, I have no debt.
Mm.
I'm one of those few people
right.
who has no debt.
Wow.
And I still don't feel safe.
Really?
Yes, really.
Scary. That is really, really scary. I wonder how many people out there I know that they're sitting there looking at their debt because most people are a two-income family. They are riding the credit cards. Mm-hmm. Our credit card purchases went way up this last year in 2023.
And all of that added debt that mm-hmm. went on the credit cards this past right. year was due to the government.
Right.
They caused the situation where you had to borrow to survive.
Yeah.
That's not debt.
Yeah.
That's taxation.
That's yeah, you're right, actually. And we have way too many that are doing that. So living on their credit cards now. So what are we going to do about that? If we get our own house in order, we stand on conscience, we listen to our conscience, it looks a whole lot different. And that spreads. I don't know if people realize that it's contagious when people do that. When people just stand up and go, okay, this is what standing up to all this nonsense looks like. You don't comply. You get out of debt. You make sure your house is in order as much as you possibly can. You know, all those things are a wonderful way to feel some mm-hmm. peace. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What we need to do is stand on political principle of liberty. Mm-hmm. Minimum wage jobs are a Marxist concept to control wages and salary. If you control the wages, salary, you're going to control the cost of goods and services, mm-hmm. and you're going to put people out of work. So it's ideology is where we need to put our stand, and the ideology of a free society. What is the political ideology of economics of a free society?
Right.
Complete separation of the state and the economy. The only role of government involving economics is when there's a conflict between two parties mm-hmm. and they adjudicate. But even that can be eliminated through arbitration.
Right. No, that's true.
So yeah. until we start standing for freedom, we don't have a chance. And that means at the election, mm-hmm. election day as well.
Stand for freedom. Yep. Thank you. We got to stop looking at the crowd. We've got to stand apart from the crowd. That's one of the hardest things to do. And we talked about that yesterday a little bit with cell phones. You know what I mean? If the kid doesn't have a cell phone, it's okay to be different. We have to now internalize that. It's okay to be different. It's okay to not go along, to not do the things that everyone else is doing. We're just going to have to. Just going to have to be part of our MO, who we are. We're going to come right back. I want to talk to you about ambulance signs that are going up. This is really weird. We'll come back. We'll talk about it for a second. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Milty coming back.
There you go.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves. That you're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts, my wonderful sponsors. So many things there for you to peruse. Also, just wanted to, of course, mention the IMF. Is the IMF getting ready to get their CBDCs done? Digital currency coming in? Their statement in 2023 on centralized ledgers was this: we end up in a world where we have connected entities to some degree, but some entities in some countries are excluded. And as a global and multilateral institution, we're sort of aiming, you know, provide a basic connectivity, a basic set of rules and governance. That means global. That is truly multilateral and inclusive, of course. So I think that the ambition is to aim for innovation that is compatible with policy goals and that is inclusive relative to broad membership, to say the IMF. Please text Birch Gold 989898, those six digits, that's the phone number. Text my name, Kate, and get some free information on how to secure yourself against, you know, what they want to do here with inclusivity and worldwide banking. It would be a good move for you to get some free information. It's also free to do that. Please, gosh, get some gold and silver from Birch. And please, this is why Ron Paul talks about him all the time. Please, 989898, right on your phone right now. Text my name, Kate, please. We've got to do things that solidify some peace in our life. This is going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, and people are going to wish they'd done something. Let's talk about ambulances posting warning signs of sepsis, not Blovid-19, as we call it. The only way to get MRSA, flesh-eating bacterial infection, is from antibiotics. Human skin has harmless staph bacteria, which is sensitive. So there was a piece written by Wayne Lisvardi talking about all of this and saying that the world of COVID is a falsehood spread by the chorus of the WHO, the CDC, the DOD, and the well-compensated doctors and pseudoscientists. Amen, Wayne. It is.
Well-compensated doctors.
Yeah.
That means they took a bribe, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And so it's interesting that ambulances are appointing these signs about MRSA, MRSA being on the rise. Just thought it was just really weird, and just wanted to let people know about it. The COVID-19 did not cause excess deaths over average seasonal flu and respiratory disease. Amen, Wayne.
Yeah.
We have to hear it over and over and over again because we're still not getting it that we were completely bamboozled on this whole entire narrative. I mean, we said it in the beginning, we got hate mail, but still, more and more people are finally coming out and calling the whole thing, aren't they?
Yeah. No, I personally know probably 35 people that were all in on the COVID pandemic and now are saying, I can't believe I was that stupid.
I know. And we have to realize kind of where we're at with this whole charade. And what are we going to do next time? What are we going to do next time? That's the big question, because we don't understand. I think the whole charade part of it. I think everybody still wants to go, I think I have COVID. Yeah. I'm like, are you sure? Because it's 98 symptoms. Oh.
My reaction the next time will be based on how many people they tell me are dying.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes. And well, what you can see in front of your face.
Yeah, right.
And stop believing that it's everywhere else and occurring everywhere else. They're putting up signs about sepsis, antibiotic resistance, vaccination reactions, lethal dose. This is really what they need to be pushing, is the vaccination reactions. There's just not enough press on it, and they're not doing anybody any favors. And they're blaming it on too many antibiotics now. Now, I agree that too many antibiotics can be an issue, obviously. But to blame vaccine reactions on that is not honest. So we need some more honesty and clarity in this. This is getting ridiculous. We have to get to a point where we go, they were able to do that worldwide and shut down the entire world on a lie. They literally said this year, treat it like the flu. It is the flu. Gosh. 4 years later. So I just feel like we're going to get bamboozled again. I just feel it. I feel it coming on. Don't you?
I'm a little
worried.
I agree with Shakespeare.
Yeah.
A flu by any other name is still the flu.
That's true. We shall be right back. We'll take your calls, too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening today. Huge show. We have Mel Madison coming on in the next hour. We got a lot to talk about there, too. Just the current state of things. I think, you know, what's been kind of fascinating is I'm getting a lot of emails from people. And the question again and again is, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I think, you know, what I'm telling people is get out of debt, do the things necessary to create some peace of mind, get things backed with gold, of course, stand for what you believe in, follow your conscience, stand up for freedom. We have to get this country back. But the country is made up of a lot of people, and the people are really and truly the answer because it's what you can do right now. So in February, they came out with this this article talking about credit card debt, and credit card debt at an all-time high. And we increased the credit card debt to $50 billion in the fourth quarter of 2023. $50 billion people are putting on credit. Okay. And the balance is going to $1.13 trillion. Okay. We have a severe problem because we can't keep up with what's happening with inflation right now. So people are stacking their credit cards in unbelievable fashion, trying to get through the months. And I know that most people are saying between $1,000 to $2,000 extra is going on all these the cards to go with the inflation of what they can't cover because the wages have not increased, right? So
we're
sitting at all this debt. So I have a wonderful new sponsor of the show, donewithdebt.com, which I'm loving because this is the answer. There's an answer about creating personal peace, about making sure that we can do something about all of this, because I feel like we're not. I feel like we're sitting there like ducks, you know, waiting for the next shoe to fall while we've got high credit card debt killing us and preventing us from doing a lot of things that we want to do. Michael Pearson joins me to talk about this. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. I'm so glad to have you because this is becoming a huge problem for people in their personal lives. And we're here to help with every angle of getting our country back and getting people on their feet again. Tell us what you guys do, because I love Done With Debt. I'm loving you guys. Tell me what you do.
What we do, first of all, is we take our clients and take them through a financial consultation to see where they're at.
Okay.
And then we get in front of the creditors and aggressively created strategies to take control of the situation and mainly give our clients their lives back.
You know, that's the biggest thing.
Things are out of control.
That is the biggest thing. I'll bet people feel a lot of relief because right now, if I were to talk to everybody and all the listeners all across the country, if I were to talk to them about what's really getting them right now, what's really the hard part about their lives right now, it's their overwhelming debt. And we are seeing an accruing of debt like we've never seen before. Am I right?
Absolutely. The tough part is we can't control the interest rates, right? So the debt keeps building faster and faster. Their payments keep going up and up. What was once a manageable situation seems now almost impossible. You throw in inflation, basic necessities like groceries, rent, everything else. They're getting hit from all sides. At some point, you realize it'll take you years, if not decades, if you ever get out of this debt.
Yeah. And so you guys have a way people can work with you. It won't cost them anything to work with you, and you will take them on and get them into a place where they can breathe again. Am I right? If I was going to say in a nutshell what you guys do.
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing I want to say here, there is hope before you pick up that phone and call your creditors, before you make your next payment. Give us a call. You can call 888-322-1054. Once again, 888-322-1054. Or the easiest way, go to our website, donewithdebt.com. Fill out the form. It's 3 or 4 questions, real easy. And one of our debt settlement experts will get in contact with you. And the main point here is there is hope. It is free. We don't charge anything up front for the consultation. The only times we start charging is when we start settling your debt. So you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's resolving the debt. It's resolving the debt. And
yes,
I know people are in a pickle right now. I know they're struggling so badly right now just to keep on top of this because the inflation isn't going anywhere. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I can kind of see that the inflation is not lessening in any way, right? So what we're going to do is continue to do this horrible thing of taking our credit cards, getting more credit cards and putting more debt on them. And you're saying, look, if you need a new beginning, if you want to be financially independent, if you need to be more stable, let's just say you got a whole round of unplanned medical expenses, things like this, that there are things that you can do to help people, and you'll talk to people and address their situation privately and for free.
Absolutely. And we'll stop the interest right away from accruing. We'll stop the harassing phone calls. And we'll get in front of it for you. We'll settle on the debt for much less and get you on a manageable payment plan so you can do this on your terms.
You guys have 5-star ratings. You guys continue to settle millions of dollars of debts for people. You're really helping people to get their life back. And I know that 2020 was a big hit on people, and then the fallout was a big hit as well. And so we continuously got hit, and then we got hit with major inflation. So this has been like a 4-year whammy. This has been like a situation that people can't recover on their own out of this thing, right?
They cannot. I mean, the numbers show in the last 2 years a 47% uptick on interest rates on credit cards. It's how can a normal person get out of it? So that's why we're here. We'll help you. There's hope. Give us a call, go to their website, fill out a couple questions, donewithdebt.com. We'll help you.
It
costs you nothing. Just pick up the phone or go online and fill out the form.
I love that. The link is also on katedalyradio.com. And one person that was commenting on you guys was saying, you know, the anxiety is gone now. It feels so nice to be able to speak those words that I'm debt free, that my credit cards that I never imagined I'd be able to say out loud. those are the kinds of things that I would like to be able to have people say as they work down their debt, as they try to maybe live in a different way. But I think that we need to get some help or at least get a handle on it. So at least talk to you about it and see what the options are for each individual situation, because everybody's so different.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll tailor each unique plan to each unique client. So give us a call.
Okay.
We'll take care of it. We take our time and we make sure we give you the best advice moving forward to get out of it.
It's
the debt as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much. It's donewithdebt.com. I like these guys. I like what they're doing for people, and people just need answers right now for peace. They just need peace of mind. I so appreciate what you're doing, Michael. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kate.
You bet. We've got to resolve debt. We have to be able. The number again is 888-322-1054. We have to be able to get out of this incurring debt. It's not getting any better. That's my whole point. We're not moving toward a place where we go, oh, well, we might see it fall down. I don't think we're going to. I think it's going to stay or increase. And at this rate, if everybody is going into the hole $1,000 to $2,000 a month right now, this is not looking good for us personally. So a big thank you to donewithdebt.com, because I do think they're doing such a great service for people. People are just sitting there going and biting their nails going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Here's something, right? We're telling you that individually, we've got to clean up our house. Individually, we've got to get on top of this stuff. We're not getting any better. And the debt is just accumulating.
Yep.
Over $1 trillion in credit card debt, you guys. It's getting bad out there. We got to do a lot of things. So I love this new sponsor. I think they're fantastic. Give them a call. Visit the website, donewithdebt.com. At least check it out. And do yourself a service. Feel a little better, I think. Be right back. We've got some issues to tackle. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Listen up, folks. ActivateFIQ.com. F as in Frank, IQ. ActivateFIQ.com. They have a brand new histamine. It's all natural for the season of allergies, which you may be experiencing already. They also have a sleep product that is amazing, and it does not leave you feeling hungover the next day, which is really nice. It's so natural, and it absorbs into your body, and it helps you kind of drift off to sleep rather quickly. And of course, anxiety. They have an anxiety product that is amazing for those of you that experience anxiety. Once in a while, I even get that. So I absolutely love this product, and I love all their products. Their whole C is amazing. Their copper and magnesium, everyone should be taking that. And also cod liver oil and beef liver actually helps your blood circulation. There's so many things they have there, and the absorption quality is amazing. Do not buy over-the-counter supplements. Please do me that favor. Go to ActivateFIQ.com. Get them cheaper. Use the code Kate. You're going to love me for this one, because the products are that good and they absorb into the body. It's how the product is made is what is important. ActivateFIQ.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure and get over to ActivateFIQ.com for any supplements that you need. They actually absorb into the body. That's why I'm telling you about them. They also have a copper cream that's amazing. I'm using that. It's amazing. I love it. Because it's not another supplement. It's a cream. So cool. So cool. I love this. ActivateFIQ.com. Code word is Kate. And a big thank you to DoneWithDebt.com. People are really searching for entities that can help them. I like DoneWithDebt. I think they're fantastic. So make sure and go to them if you're needing help getting out of your credit card debt. Somebody thought we were making fun of the workers in the beginning of the show. We weren't making fun of the workers. It was just funny. It was funny to say, well, where's our bonus? Well, why didn't we get told? Well, lots of people get fired and don't get told about it because they're basically getting let go at the same moment, right? And I don't know that people that have these companies can give a whole lot of notice. But the entitlement, I think, is what we were kind of like, you're kidding, right? There was an entitlement to a job, which doesn't exist. There's no entitlement.
Well, not only that, but they were told.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't listen.
Right. If they would have been paying attention.
Right.
Yeah.
There are lots of people out there who were saying, you're going to lose your job if this happens.
And flipping burgers should not be a career.
No.
This is one of those jobs you get in high school or college. This is not five kids paying for a home kind of career. But that's what the news was saying, was it was a career. There's no fast food career. I mean, unless you're a manager, give me a break.
Yeah, and that's the other point.
Right.
In fast food, middle and upper management people are paid well.
Yeah.
It's the only workers. Mm-hmm. that were not paid well.
Right. And I sensed a lot of more of entitlement to a job. Like, well, if we're going to get let go, then I want everyone to shore me up because now I got to go look for a job. Well, people have been in that spot before without asking for that.
Well, the logic is simple. Mm-hmm. If you're being told that everyone is entitled to a living wage, then the next logical step is, then how much are you going to pay me to work at McDonald's?
Right. I know. But I understand. I understand that we're going to see more job loss because of the automation of things.
Sure.
And that's scary. So as we're building credit card debt and we're doing all of this and we're biting our nails and trying to figure out what we're going to do, the loss of jobs is there. We're going to see more, and we're going to see more automation come in, more AI, more automation, more of those things that take away what we're doing.
Yeah, if you're looking for a career, I would suggest that you learn how to repair automation.
Yeah, seriously. I also wanted to mention this, too. In mainstream news, they were saying Americans are all kind of agreeing on certain things. But it was kind of interesting what they said we were agreeing on. They said 91% agrees that equal protection, we should have equal protection under the law. We have equal protection under the law. That's the only equality we have in the Constitution is that. So we already have that. But I have a feeling the question went out is, everyone should have access to protection under the law because the equality part's already there. But they were making it seem like it was unequal right now and that we had to push for more equality and inclusivity under the law. Anyway, it was 91% of Americans. So that's good. The right to vote, 91%. Did you guys notice how they didn't say in a free and fair election, in a fair election that's not wrought with fraud? So everyone agrees 91% on the right to vote, but we're not addressing vote fraud.
Right.
Which there's plenty of. Freedom of speech, yes, 90% want freedom of speech. That's good. We live in America. That's excellent. But we have too many people that are censoring. We have too many people out there that for whatever reason, getting favors from government or too tied into government or whatever the case may be, are censoring.
Yeah, I love freedom of speech as long as it doesn't offend me.
Exactly. 88% said right to privacy. Well, yes, but we keep signing up for stuff where the data is king and data is shared and we have all these little hacks going on all the time. And so we don't have a right to privacy in this country.
Actually, I think we do have a right to privacy.
We do have a right.
But it doesn't matter that we have the right to privacy if you keep selling your information.
Yeah, right?
And that's what you're doing when you sign up for these things.
Along with NSA spying. That is not going away. That is not going away and hasn't gone away at all. Nobody has harnessed it. No one. Not the right, not our right. Our right has not harnessed it at all. Whenever they've had the power, they have not done anything about kicking the NSA to the curb. Have you guys noticed that? Freedom of religion, 84%. Right of people to assemble peacefully, 83%. Isn't that interesting? I'm sorry, we don't, more don't believe in the right to assemble peaceably? We should be alarmed at that. Freedom of the press, 77% say we're very concerned about freedom of the press. That should be 100%. Right to keep and bear arms, 54.
You know, it is a little skewed, though.
That should be 100.
Because the poll is divided up into three sections. Extremely important, somewhat important, and not important at all. The not important at all numbers are extremely small.
Yes, except for the right to bear arms was only at 22%. That the right to bear arms should be extremely important for 100% of Americans. So when I see unity, what I'm seeing is when I see comments on the White House page, or I see people coming out of the woodwork to say, we're screwed and Biden's a joke. I see a lot of unity there. I see a country that all agrees what we're witnessing in politics, what we're witnessing is not good. And they're calling it out, which is great. These polls I know are skewed in the way they ask the questions and the answers they give you. But you're right. So the numbers of people not, like 7%, on the right of everyone to equal protection under the law. We do have equal protection under the law. Now, I do agree that we don't in the elite circles. In the elite circles, they don't, they're obviously the law evades them, and the law goes straight to us. So in that equality equation, things are not equal because we're seeing the elites get away with murder. Actual murder. So this is a problem. The right to vote. It's interesting that they didn't ask about voter fraud. See how they kind of stay away from that. We should be completely, 100% concerned about election fraud. 100%. Honestly, freedom of religion. 100%. Why is 5% not even concerned? So we need to do better. They're decent numbers, but we need to do better. And I would love to have known how these questions were asked too. Usually in the mainstream, the polls are a little skewed on what they ask to get these numbers. But it's the brainwashing techniques of the media and the government are obviously working to some degree. But I know that the majority of the country still wants this country back. They just don't agree on how, right? On what we should do. We need to be certifiably red-pilled at this point to the max. Be right back with Mel Madison. We have a lot to cover in the next hour. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Code word Kate.